Чоловік біля мене, збирайтесь, будь ласка. Піднімайте руку. Раз, два.
I need five people quickly. Any volunteers? The man says. They form a line to unload donated food, water, bedding, clothes. It's taken into what, for decades, has been a centre for culture and arts and has now become a vital and potential life-saving aid distribution point.
There's an incredible sense of purpose and energy in this centre. What these people are doing is they're taking in donations of food, clothing, bedding, medicine. They're boxing them up, boxing the materials up, and then they're going to be distributing them to many of the hundreds of thousands of people that have fled the fighting across this region.
It's much better than sitting at home. We are as depressed as everyone in the country, but we come here to lift our spirits. We feel proud and unified here.
Volunteers stick tape on the windows in an effort to stop shards of glass being blown into the building if shells land nearby. A piece of history is being offered as a place where people can hide.
So it's been 20 years since this Soviet-built cinema was used. And now volunteers are offering it as a place where people can come and shelter from the shelling.
We heard some blows, explosions. We gave to people instructions to open mouths and
to hold hands
and put
like this.
There's a basement where people can also take shelter. Upstairs, the sorting, the packing, the distribution continues as this city prepares for the worst. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Dnipro.